Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 16 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You may remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast.
Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?
Johnny Lukewarm's brow furrows with concern. Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God. Johnny Lukewarm breathes a big sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly with his itching ears, searching for some way of escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. Now let's continue on our very last loophole, entitled, Once Saved, Always Saved. So here's Pastor Loophole again.
Once you're saved, you're always saved, no matter how much you sin, says Pastor Loophole. You don't have to repent and persevere in holiness until the end. Just believe Jesus forgives you, and that makes it true. And once you're saved, Johnny, you can never lose your salvation, no matter how much you sin against God. You can sin as much as you want, and you'll never lose your salvation. The wages of sin isn't really death. It's just fewer jewels in your heavenly crown.
Wow, that's great, says Johnny Lukewarm. I almost thought I'd have to be holy in order to make it into heaven. But now I know that God forgives me, even while I continue to enjoy my sins. And I can't ever lose my salvation. I feel very, very safe. Thanks, Pastor Loophole. I feel much more secure now.
Time out. Let's look at the Scriptures, everybody, and rightly divide the word of truth.
Let's separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Loophole. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that when believers listen to the shepherd's voice and follow him, no one can snatch them out of his hand. But the lie is that you don't have to be holy, and you can still go to heaven. And the most dangerous lie of all is that you can feel safe and secure, even while you continue to enjoy your sins. Here's the truth to replace that lie. Hebrews 10 says, if you deliberately keep on sinning, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Now, eternal security is a hot debate today, so let me clarify from the start, just before I offend anybody, that I personally embrace eternal security doctrine, as long as it requires holiness and persevering to the end. But most eternal security preachers refuse to demand holiness. When you really get to the bottom of their argument, they're saying that you can sin as much as you please and still go to heaven because you're eternally secure. You're safe. But I say, be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. In Jesus' name, I rebuke any preacher out there who intentionally or accidentally, by either argument or just by omission, lets people think they can trifle with their sins and wallow in them and still go to heaven. You preachers are working for the devil himself. Just imagine a young man who thinks he's eternally secure and saved and going to heaven when he's really going to hell. He wallows in his sins and delays repentance because you told him holiness was optional. But then he's shocked on the day of judgment when Jesus says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer. For that young man, false assurance of salvation is the most dangerous lie in existence. Now, how can we preach eternal security properly without giving people false assurance that they're saved when they're really not saved? Here's how we do it. We've got to preach, be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Most eternal security preachers out there do what I call scripture nullification. They use the half of the Bible they like in order to nullify the half of the Bible they don't like. If I point out to them scripture X, they say, well, that verse can't be true because of scripture Y. They use one scripture they like in order to nullify and brush aside another scripture they dislike, or at a very minimum, they water them down. That's called scripture nullification. Shouldn't we instead try to find a theological model which incorporates both the scriptures we like and the ones we don't like, and retains them at full strength without watering them down? I propose such a model in my book, which I believe can sustain all the scriptures on both sides of the eternal security debate, without just nullifying the difficult half. So if you want to read a balanced approach on this, write to us and get a copy of this book you're hearing me teach from. But for now, let me just read a few scriptures. I'm not going to convince anybody with my own arguments, so let's just read the scriptures about apostasy or losing your salvation. If any single one of these scriptures proves that you can lose your salvation, then preachers who say, once saved, always saved, no matter how much you sin, they're not standing against me, they're standing against the Bible and against God himself. So let's begin. 2 Timothy 2 says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. Let me read that again. If we disown him, he will also disown us. Now, Paul wrote this to Timothy, so don't try to say that it's addressed to unbelievers. If we disown him, he will also disown us. Wow. Here's another one. Romans 8 says, if you use your lives to do the wrong things your sinful selves want, you will die spiritually. Now, Paul is writing to Christians here, saying, if you sin, you will die spiritually. Let that sink in for a moment. Now, Paul is writing to Christians here. They're already spiritually alive. And he says, if you sin, you will die spiritually. How can you die spiritually unless you were alive spiritually to begin with? Wow. Here's another one out of 2 Peter. If they've escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been better for them to have not have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then turned their backs on it. Of them, the Proverbs are true. A dog returns to his vomit, and a sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud. Now, this is very plain. Don't twist it. Just read it. The Bible says these people know Jesus. He's not talking about unbelievers here. He says they know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but are again entangled in the corruption of this world. And they end up in hell, worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. Most eternal security preachers describe 2 Peter as a difficult passage. But if you just read it plainly, it's not difficult at all. Now here's another difficult passage out of Hebrews 6. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance. Now, he's talking about Christians here. These people lost their salvation, even after they were enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift. They were going to heaven and shared in the Holy Spirit. They were born of the Spirit of God. Now, you've got to do a lot of mental gymnastics to try to water down that scripture. I'd rather just read it and believe what it says. If they fall away, it is impossible for them to be brought back to repentance. Wow. You know, that makes me fear God and desire to be holy and persevere. But if you water it down, it makes holiness optional, and it promotes disobedience. Don't believe that lie of the devil, that you can sin as much as you want, and you don't have to persevere, and you can still have eternal security. Now here's another one from 2 John. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for. Anyone who does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. Watch out, everybody. If you don't continue in the teachings of Christ, you do not have God. Here's another one out of 1 Corinthians 15. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you believed in vain. And he's talking to believers here who received the gospel. But he says that you're only saved if you hold firmly to the word that was preached to you. Otherwise, you believed in vain. Do you know what it means to believe in vain? It means that you believe the gospel, but then because you don't hold firmly to it, you believe for nothing. It has no effect on you. You're not saved. You have believed in vain. Now here's another one. Think about the parable of the sower. Jesus says, the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word of God and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. Then when trouble or persecution come because of the word, he quickly falls away. Jesus says, they believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. They fall away. They believe, and then they fall away. If you believe, don't fall away from the faith. Persevere until the end. Jesus said, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And I'll be back with more scriptures in a minute, but let's take a short break.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free. But please remember, we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L16. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Let's just read a few more scriptures on apostasy, or losing your salvation. We list more than 50 of these in my book, but we can only read a few of them here. Here's one out of 2 Chronicles 15. I'm going to read it three times, slowly. I want you to let this scripture sink into your heart. Here it is. The Lord is with you when you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. Here it is again. The Lord is with you when you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. Now, some of you eternal security preachers out there are getting pretty angry right now, but I'm just reading your Bible out loud to you. Let's read it one more time. The Lord is with you when you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. Wow. Here's another one. Did you realize that the Jews lost their salvation? Jesus said, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and will be given to a people who will produce fruit. Now, if the Jews could lose their salvation, are you Gentiles out there so arrogant you think you can't lose your salvation too? The Bible says, do not be arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, He will not spare you either. Consider therefore the kindness and the sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. Wow. Here's another one out of Matthew 24. At that time, many will turn away from the faith. The love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Did you know perseverance is mandatory for salvation? If you don't stand firm to the end, you won't be saved. Many will turn away from the faith. Those aren't my words. That's Jesus Christ speaking. Wow. Okay, are you getting something out of this? Let me continue with another one from 2 Peter 3. Be on your guard so that you may not fall from your secure position. Now, is Peter saying they can't fall from their secure position? Or is he saying, be on your guard so that you may not fall from your secure position? Here's another one. The writer of Hebrews says, see to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. He's not writing to unbelievers here. He calls them brothers, saying, don't turn away from the living God. Now, why does he bother with all these warnings? Why doesn't he say instead, rest easy, you're secure, it's impossible to turn away from the living God? No, the warnings are real, people. Don't turn away from God. Don't lose your salvation. Now, here's a very clear statement from 1 Timothy 4. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith. Now, why does the Spirit clearly say that some will abandon the faith if it's just not possible to abandon the faith? Now, you can disagree with the Holy Spirit if you want to, but the Spirit clearly says that some will abandon the faith. Here's another one from 1 Chronicles 28. If you seek God, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Did you know that if you forsake God, he will reject you forever? Not just a little while, but forever. If you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Wow. I'm just reading the Bible here, people. The Bible says, if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Now here's some from Ezekiel 18 and 33. Listen carefully. If a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sin and does the same detestable things that the wicked man does, will he live? No, none of the righteous things he has done will be remembered. Because of the unfaithfulness he is guilty of and because of the sins he has committed, he will die. If a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sin, he will die for it. Because of the sin he has committed, he will die. The righteousness of a righteous man will not save him when he disobeys. The righteous man, if he sins, will not be allowed to live because of his former righteousness. If a righteous man turns from his righteousness and does evil, he will die for it. Wow. You know, that makes me fear God and desire to be holy until the end. Those are some pretty hard scriptures. Let me conclude with one scripture that's a little bit nicer, one that supports real eternal security, the kind that includes holiness. 1 John 5 says, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who is born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. You know, this is real eternal security, when God keeps you safe from your deadly sins. You've got to be saved from your deadly sins, not just from hell. Sanctification, not just fire insurance. Now, there's a lot of preachers out there doing mental gymnastics to try to avoid all these scriptures. Not me. I would rather just believe them and read them plainly, the way they were intended.
But they're not talking about going to hell, says Pastor Loophole. They're just talking about having less jewels in your heavenly crown.
That's a lie. Jesus said, if anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you don't remain in Christ, you'll be thrown away. You won't just get fewer jewels in your heavenly crown. Jesus says you'll be thrown into the fire and burned. Read it for yourself in John 15. I'm not making this up. I'm just quoting the Word. We've got to change our message, everybody. Instead of preaching
Once you're saved, you can sin as much as you please, and you'll always be saved.
We've got to change it and say, once you're saved, persevere in holiness until the end, and then you'll always be saved.
So how do I know when I've crossed the line and lost my salvation?
Asks Johnny lukewarm. But Johnny, you've already crossed the line if you don't fear God enough to immediately repent. If you're walking in sin right now and you know about it and you're refusing to repent, you've already crossed the line. You're already going to hell unless you immediately repent. The only sins that send you to hell are the ones you don't immediately forsake. If you want real security, fear God and forsake your deadly sins. Don't wallow in your sins. That's where the danger lies. The only real safety comes when you're consistently holy. Now, I agree that God will never forsake his children. I mean, when God's children occasionally fall into sin, he doesn't quickly forsake them. He patiently chastens them because the Lord disciplines those he loves and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. But if you continue to sin without repentance, don't deceive yourself into thinking that you're a child of God. The Bible says, this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
Well, those people were just never really saved in the first place, says Pastor Loophole.
But that's a cop-out. Why didn't they get saved in the first place? Whose fault is that? It's your fault they didn't get saved in the first place, because you told them holiness was optional. The reason they weren't really saved in the first place is clear. You told them to just accept Jesus as your Savior, instead of demanding they wholeheartedly surrender to the Lordship of Christ. They've never had a change of governor. They've always just ruled their own hearts. Repentance was never mandatory, so they never did it. They read some shallow tract, and they said a quick prayer, and they believed they were saved, when they really weren't. And then they went back to their worldly lifestyle. That's why they weren't saved in the first place, because Pastor Loophole, you never demanded they repent. That's why they went back to the world, because you never demanded they leave it in the first place. Pastor Loophole, if you're out there listening, here is God's word to you from Ezekiel 3. When a righteous man turns from his righteousness and does evil, he will die. Since you didn't warn him, he will die for his sin. The righteous things he did won't be remembered, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. Pastor Loophole and all you pastors out there, God holds you accountable for their blood if you don't warn them to forsake their sins and remain faithful to the end. And Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, here is God's word to you. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't die with unconfessed sin in your heart. Your sins will destroy you unless you forsake them all immediately. Always confess and forsake your known sins immediately, the instant you notice them. Never delay repentance for even 30 seconds. Do it right away. Keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Keep watch and maintain holiness. Keep your lamps full of oil. When the bridegroom returns suddenly and you're not ready, you'll be saying, "Sir, sir, open the door for us." But Jesus will reply, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, be holy, because you do not know the day or the hour." Let's pray together. Let's get this thing right with God. Would you pray these words along with me to God? Go ahead and say them out loud. Father in heaven, I return to you aggressively, and I choose to remain close to you until I die. I'm so sorry that I've sinned against you. I want to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I choose to love you forever, God, and persevere in holiness until the end. I forsake all my known sins, and I renounce all those teachers who told me that holiness was optional. God, I invite you to come into my heart right now and rule my heart. And I commit to persevering in holiness until the end. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Did you just pray with me? If you just prayed with me, would you raise your right hand? Wherever you are, it's okay. Just raise up your right hand to God as a sign that you prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Some of you are receiving a physical healing in your bodies right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L16. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmitt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends, or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization, or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD, or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now
to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.